And yes, can tidying up really transform your life?
They have so much stuff.
It's a never-ending battle to fight the clutter.
With the baby coming, we got to get our stuff in order.
We had to downsize from a four-story house to a two-bedroom apartment.
I lost my husband. I don't know that I have everything it takes to get rid of his belongings.
Hello, I'm Maria Kondo. My mission is to clean up and make the world
tidy.
Well, that is from the new Netflix show, Tidying Up with Marie Kondo. And Kondo is the Japanese decluttering expert behind the KonMari method of tidying up. The basic idea is to sift through all your stuff and only keep the things that, quote, spark joy. Well, the Netflix show comes, of course, at a time when many of us are thinking of a clean, fresh start. And our question to you, how are you clearing out the clutter this new year? What's the hardest part of letting some things go? And if you haven't figured out whether it's the Marie Kondo method or something else, tell us about your decluttering hacks. Give us a call, 1-800-825-5950. That's toll-free around the province in Metro Vancouver, 604-669-3733, and on your cell phone, star or pound 690. And you can send us a tweet as well at BC Today and an email, bctoday@cbc.ca. And joining me in our studio is Heather Niddle. She's a professional organizer with Good Riddance Professional Organizing Solutions in Vancouver. And Heather, welcome.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Nice to see you. And we have a copy of your book, Good Riddance, Showing Clutter the Door. We'll give that out to one of our lucky callers this afternoon as
Perfect.
Well. What do you think of this whole Marie Kondo phenomenon?
Well, I think it's, though we don't use the same process she does, I think it's great that she's shining a spotlight on this kind of thing, because there are many, many people who want to get organized or want to downsize or whatever it is. And especially around this time of year, after we've, you know, shopped, overshopped, and perhaps as well gotten too many more Christmas decorations,
right?
Because they were 75% off, it's a good time to look at things.
Maybe those presents that we perhaps are not so fond of as well.
Right.
What do we do with them? So why do you think this idea has resonated so broadly? What does it actually say about us?
Well, I think we live in a very busy world. We over schedule ourselves and our children. And I think that in and of itself is a huge problem. We don't take time to take stock of our home. And often we see clients because maybe sometimes they've had an operation and they all of a sudden are in their home for a long time.
They have a moment
where they say, I can't stand this anymore,
right?
And I have to do something about it.
Oh,
right?
My goodness. So what does having a cluttered home, how does that actually affect someone's daily life?
Well, first of all, you can't find things you're looking for. And
there's that.
Yes, and it can be more expensive because whatever you're looking for you can't find, you might go out and buy it again. You know, we've had clients
right.
with multiple things all over the house. And that's why, you know, Marie Kondo also says, you know, you have to have a home for everything. And that's exactly what we do, too. It's the same thing. Every professional organizer I've ever met does the same kind of thing.
Well, we're going to hear from our listeners about what they do. But first, can you just tell us what the first step you recommend is?
First step is actually two steps. It's sort and purge. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And we often, when we are looking at clients' houses or apartments, we will target storage areas first often, because without making room for where the things you actually want to keep are going to go, you know, it's really good to purge storage areas, because often that's stuff that's been sitting around for a long time without being used.
Right. There it is. Okay. We have an email from Tim who writes, I folded my shirts the way Marie Kondo explained.
Yeah.
That is a very meticulous way of folding, by the way.
Right.
And just doing that, they take up half the space that they used to. Also, I can see everything now instead of having things on the bottom that never get used. Wow. Maybe we'll tweet a video of her folding, because it really is quite a method.
It is a method. It's like a file drawer system that she uses. And it's a great method, but I wonder how sustainable it is personally. And what we often tell clients, if they have a lot of closet space, I prefer to hang t-shirts,
right?
Because they're right there, and you can get very thin velvet covered hangers that don't take up a lot of room in your closet, and you can see them.
Well, Tim, perhaps you'd like to email us and tell us how sustainable that is, right, if you've been able to keep it up. Thanks very much for sharing that with us. You can also email us bctoday@cbc.ca. You can give us a call and join the conversation. We're asking how you are clearing out the clutter this new year. What are the challenges? Or if you have it figured out, let us know as well. 1-800-825-5950, toll free in Metro Vancouver, 604-669-3733, and on your cell phone, star or pound 690. I'm joined by Heather Niddle with Good Riddance Professional Organizing Solutions. We have a copy of her book to give away as well, with some tips in there for you. Edward is our first caller in North Vancouver. Hi there, Edward.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thanks. What do you think of clutter? What's it like in your home?
As a case of...
Enough said.
I don't want to ask, but no, my problem is basically I think I bring in more stuff than I take out, and there's not a happy balance, and I like to travel, so I pick up a brochure here and something interesting there. Now, one time, I put these in file folders, you know, and write on the outside, you know, this is whatever country I went to or where.
Okay.
Here. And that was working fine. And then I got out of the habit of it because more stuff was coming in and I couldn't keep up with it. And I just wonder if, you know, like I get a newspaper every day. And let's kind of focus on that. So instead of reading it and throwing it out and recycling, I'll put it off to the side. Oh, I'll read that later, and I'll read it later. And so what happens is then another paper comes in and another one, and before you know it, I've got quite a pile.
And so why, I mean, you're obviously aware of what you're doing. Well, why do you think you've fallen into that habit?
Well, I think I just need something to get into my head that says, get rid of this.
Yeah, that's exactly. Sorry, I'm going to interject here.
No,
because
please do.
You've brought up a really good point that I think you have to look at your habits, right? Our lifestyle and why we do what we do. And we don't really put enough focus on that. Because I would have to ask also, too, do you go back and look at all those pamphlets that you've picked up from all of the other countries or places that you've seen? It's nice to be able to say you have your own resource center and own library. But if you don't use it, it's really taking up important real estate in your home that you could be devoted to do something else with.
What would you suggest he do with them? I mean, could he take a few and perhaps put an album together or something like that?
Well, I mean, if you physically, it's going to depend on the size of your house. You can't, you know, continue to purchase things and hope your house is going to grow, because it's not. You've got to keep everything in your house that you can fit in your house. So sometimes taking a photo of something works, you know, but then again, now this is starting to lead to another clutter problem where digitally we are getting crowded, and there are actually organizers out there who do that kind of stuff, who go in and help you sort all your photographs and whatnot, or people who scan all your photographs for you, etc.
I was going to ask whether scanning might be into your computer might be an option, but then yes, there is that other concern as well. Is there one tip you can leave Edward with then?
Edward, I would suggest that you just have to take half an hour a day and go through the stuff, because as time progresses, sometimes things we thought were important 5 years ago or 5 months ago is not important anymore. And decluttering is an ongoing thing. You can't just say, I'm done, we've decluttered everything, because it's not a static thing. It's always flowing. It's always moving.
Well, Edward, great to hear from you. Thanks so much. And good luck to you as you tackle the clutter in your home. Barbara is writing us an email, and she writes, a group of friends and I are decluttering together. On January 1st, we got rid of one thing, January 2nd, two things, and so on. Over 400 things by the end of the month. We report each day by email. Some of us did it last year as well. It's fun and it works. Wow, she's turned it into an event.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for that. And Adelaida is on the line as well to talk about decluttering, joining us from Spence's Bridge. Hi, Adelaida.
Hello.
Hi. And
hi.
What do you think of clutter? What's it like in your home?
I'm actually quite organized as far as people have commented. I have a little tip I can share that if you haven't used it in a year, you probably aren't, so it's best get rid of it.
Good for you. And it's not difficult for you at all? You don't think, I might need it at some point?
I've had those, and they've ended up in bins, and then at the end of the year, the whole bin goes into the recycle bin.
That's it. I mean, that's what you have to do, because sometimes we don't know if we should be keeping something or not. And it's perfectly fine to have a box maybe that you can store somewhere that says, I don't know. And then, you know, in 6 months' time, you go back and you look through right. the stuff, and then you can purge some more.
Well, Adelaida, thank you. And glad that you're able to be organized anyway. You're the example for the rest of us. You know, one thing that stuck out for me from what Ed said is that he was buying more things or getting more things than was coming out, basically. So what about the idea that we just shouldn't be acquiring so much stuff in the first place?
Well, I wholeheartedly agree. And since I've been doing this business, Susan, I've been doing this for almost 15 years, you know, you do see the pain and anguish that clients go through all the time. And I don't certainly want to get into that state. So there are little tips like, for instance, I keep a bag in my closet. And if I happen to, you know, get dressed in the morning, I try something and I think, you know what, I don't like this anymore, or it doesn't fit me properly or whatever, into the bag it goes. We never think about taking stuff out as much as we think about bringing stuff in and going right. shopping. Shopping gives us all a bit of an adrenaline rush and a high. We all love to do it. But we have to be very sensible, because you are just going to get into a horrible situation if you just bring stuff in all the time. We have to think about on your daily route. Okay, if I'm going downtown, am I going to pass the library or some place where I can donate these books or this clothing? You know, you have to think about that as well. It's a habit,
as well as falling prey to marketing when it comes to shopping and all of that. All the ads that entice you to go into a store and buy something new.
That's right.
Liz is calling us from Vancouver to talk about decluttering. And Liz, what are you doing this new year?
Hi there. At the end of last year, I actually did hire a personal organizer. And I just want to really recommend that was so helpful.
And I'd like to ask actually, hello, what did you find the most benefit?
Yes. I mean, just, the very first step of, I had Lynn from My Serene Face come mm-hmm. in, and the first thing she did was just lay out a plan of my different areas in my home and where things should be in the different areas of home. You know, like sometimes mm-hmm. stuff from your kitchen ends up in your living room and your bedroom stuff ends up other places.
Right.
So
right.
just having a plan. I was also wanted to organize a home office for myself. And so setting that up and figuring out what needs to be in that space and not in the other spaces.
Right. That's and creating yeah. zones in your house is really important. Like, this is my office area and only office things should go in here. And that's really the approach everybody, all organizers take.
How challenging is that, given the kinds of limited space we're dealing with now?
Yeah, it can be very challenging. And especially with our apartments being 500-600 square feet, there's not a lot, you know. And actually, we do a lot of downsizing and moving seniors. And they're moving from large family homes with tons of stuff. And they have to, like, get it right down to what's going to fit in 500 square feet. So we always say, you know, take the things you use and love. Whereas, you know, Marie Kondo would say anything that sparks joy. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we say. If you use it and you love it, you know, and it fits, that's the other thing.
So has having a more organized home made a difference for you then, Liz?
It really has. Like, honestly, it just feels like such a weight off your shoulders when you know where you can go for things. And, you know, going through my bathroom stuff, oh my goodness, to realize how much body lotions and all this extra stuff I have. So I've actually created like a store where I have my extra products and I can go to that shelf in my storage area. And instead of going shopping for more.
Oh, what a great idea.
Stuff.
Yeah, that's a good idea to do. And, you know, we don't, you know, a lot of people go to hotels all the time and you take the little bottles of this and that, you know. I, of course, don't do that at all anymore. I used to. But, you know, you can also donate these things, because often creams will go bad after a certain amount of time. Shampoo, not so much. But you know, women's shelters, you can donate that stuff too. They're always in need of that.
Liz, thanks so much for calling in. Glad that's working out for you. Mary Ann sent us an email to say it's not up to someone with yet another How to Declutter book to tell someone else how to manage their individual life. It's pretty simple, actually. It is very dependent on personality and personal preference. Ask every family. Conflict occurs because of each individual having a different level of comfort with what they define as clutter. The basic principles of sort and process is very common sense. I keep a very simple twofold rule of purposefully purchasing primarily from recycle or thrift stores. Secondly, if I bring an item into the house, I must get rid of an item. The idea that the amount of stuff hopefully will not increase. Marianne brings up a point there of conflict within family. How mm-hmm. do you manage that? Different mm-hmm. personalities and approaches.
Well, she's obviously very disciplined and very organized. And when you do have conflicts, it is a little bit more difficult because we've had clients where the husband thinks he doesn't have a problem, but he does have a problem. And the wife is like going crazy because she's just trying to reclaim some of her living space. So you have to sit down and you have to have a discussion. The couple has to sit down and figure out what exactly is it that we want to see? How does our... What do we want out of this house? And how important are those collections that you have, you know, they're just sitting there?
That's another thing, collections as well. Yeah. I have to say I have to draw the line at books because I like my books.
And that's where individuality comes in. You know, there are people we see that you can do anything you want, but don't touch my books.
Yeah.
And that's totally fine because that's who you are. And she is right in that every person is individual about how, where their comfort level is with organization and clutter.
Here's someone who does need help. Mm-hmm. Jennifer is writing to say, my biggest challenge is where to drop things off. For example, used old textiles that are not worth giving to a thrift store, old stuffed animals, things that can't go in the recycle bin that need to be dropped off at a special center. I end up with piles of stuff that need to get delivered all over the Lower Mainland, and then I run out of energy. And sometimes it is also a question of having no idea where to take things. For example, I called a local thrift store about wood hangers and they weren't interested. So now I feel stuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a situation because our population is growing older and we've got more and more people decluttering and more people moving out of large homes and getting rid of stuff. And it is a situation that is very hard for a lot of people. However, we have our own conduits of, you know, we work with Big Brothers who will come and pick up stuff for free and donate to wherever, but it helps sustain their programs that they have. When it comes to things like old stuffed animals, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, they're probably more sentimental to her than they are to anybody else. And if you're talking about, you know, a stuffed animal with no tail and an eyeball that's fallen out, well, really, it is kind of garbage at that point.
It is well loved.
It's well loved, but it's garbage at that point, you know?
All right. Well, I hope that helps, Jennifer. Thank you for sending that email. And Sophie is on the line from Comox. Sophie, what's your question?
Hi, my question, just I'm past this point now, but when I was a new mom, I had a whole wardrobe of pre-baby clothes, my maternity clothes, and then the clothes that fit now. So for mothers in that stage now, what would be the tips when you're going through your clothes? You think eventually I'll be able to fit mm-hmm. this in this clothes again, or I might have another baby. So you have multiple wardrobes, right. And how would you help store manage that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what you did is exactly right. I mean, you have to kind of categorize everything in the different sizes, but also you have to be, and this is where working with a professional organizer will help you keep focus. It's like when you work with an organizer, it's like working with a bodybuilder. If you want to get your body in shape, that's who you hire. And if you want to get your house in shape or your closet in shape, you hire somebody who knows how to do these
but
things.
But without that, what can she do?
Right. So she will have to either get separate all the categories of different sizes, but you have to be true to yourself and give yourself a time limit. I am going to hold on to these things for X amount of months or 1 year, and then you have to revisit. Like I said earlier, this is not a one-stop deal. It's not I've decluttered and I'm done. It's a continual thing, especially with growing families in your situation. Maybe you're going to have some more children. I don't know, but I think that's how you have to do it. So categorize it and keep minimum stuff.
I'm going to squeeze in one more call. This is really resonating
yeah.
with people. Linda is on the line from Port Hardy. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Go ahead, please.
I was just going to say that I'm pretty organized, too. And I've always got a box going so that when I try something on and I decide I don't like it, or I go to grab an egg flipper and I realize I've got three of them and don't need them all, that goes in the box right away. Then when that box is full, I take it to the thrift store.
Right.
And I think a problem with everybody is that we do overconsume.
Exactly.
So much.
Yes.
This was the first Christmas I said to my kids, I don't want anything for Christmas. And we have to send stuff. So they sent the kids Christmas pictures, which, of course, I love. And for a split second, I was kind of sad.
Well, it's kind of sad, but you know what? You're turning another page and you're doing the right thing. You know what? We don't need any more silly gifts that we're not going to use or stick in the back of a closet because we don't really like them. And we always tell clients who are struggling with clutter to ask for things that are consumable, like tickets to the aquarium or tickets to a show or
an experience.
An experience. Okay. And this is actually, this lasts longer than a blouse or a sweater.
One last email from Babs, who writes, my adult daughter started folding her clothes the way Marie Kondo does it 3 years ago. I secretly thought it was hilarious since she was never a tidy kid, but I give it a try and sorted my own clothes this way. It is the best. So she says it is sustainable. Thanks for that email. Good. And Heather, thank you so much for all your responses to our listeners.
Very welcome. Thank you for having me here.
It's been great to have you. Heather Niddle is a professional organizer with Good Riddance in Vancouver. Congratulations to Edward in North Vancouver, who wins the book.